The pasuk says, right at the beginning of Lechacha, Ayomer Hashem Avram, Lechacha Me'artzacha, Moradcha Beis Avicha. You should take leave of your land, where you live, your birthplace, and the house of your father, and go to the land which I will show you. The Rashi says, Asher Ereka, Vogila Haaretz Biyad. The question is why, we'll see in this is Chama Gzeta Pshat, but he did not reveal to him the land where he's going. He didn't tell him right away where he's going. They'll have a bainav to make it more endearing and beloved in his eyes. To give him schar for every single word, every single thing he said. Similarly, we find this binchas, yichidchas, asher haftas yitzchak. We find also an elaborate discussion and interpretation of who his son was when he went by the Akedah. He said, please go take your son, your only son, the one that you love, as Yitzchak, Yotzebo. So too in the same by Akedah also, he didn't tell him where he's going right away. A couple of different examples where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was extended the descriptions of what's happening, where he's going from, where he's going to give him more schar, el-chav ba'enav. So it's a little hard to interpret by itself. It's always hard for me to read that Rashi. But Ramai said the Sisacham brings and says pshat. Ratzel Ataritz. Right, see right after that over there in Vav, Ratzel Ataritz. What was Rashi bothered by? Rama Herach Kol Kach. Why was the Kadosh Baruch Hu so lengthy? Lomer, Lo Yisiyoso, Mehechan Yia, where it comes from. Number one, don't say anything. Right, Mechil Oeda, Shiyotzei Makam Sham, Shum Beis Aviv. Didn't he know he's going from his father's house? Notice if they leave, you know, go someplace. He's going from where you are now. He was in his father's house. He was in Arzachah, Murat, Beis Avicha. He was in all those places. So just say, go. Have a gemamer. Lechacha. Go. El Aretz, you have to tell him where to go to, but you don't tell him where he's coming from. You know where he's coming from. Valzeh Pirush. And on that, Rashi answered, Ogilo HaKosov, Ogilo Miyad. He didn't explain it. He didn't reveal it to him right away. El Chavav Einov, V'chuli, Kolomer. Is it to say? El Chavav is Arzo B'Einov. To go ahead and mechavev, to make more endear, make more beloved, his land, Be'eno, where he's coming from. To give him schar for every single adjective, I guess, every single dibur. They'll call psio psia, every single step he takes. Kiberibui, harbe, hatoarim, by increasing the more descriptions you have, Shemachaviv es arzo, which makes his land more dear to him. Sheelch Misham, the one he's going away from. Yirbet saro, his sar of leaving there will be much harder, will be more pain. Baziva samakamahu. The kocha yes charol, and this will be the schar, much more schar, comparison, right? Relative to the amount of sar he has, that we will have schar, the fum sar agra. Shemachi kosa bi arz chomrat me savicha. For that reason, he says, go from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father, Yochaviv Olav Arzo, to make him more beloved by saying in more descriptive terms, Ribu Atorim. And so too, by the next case, Chen Gabe Esbincha, Eschitcha, by the Akedah, Sheherach, Ribu Atorim. Also, over there, also, he gave a lot of descriptive terminologies of who we're talking about. Yochaviv Esbino, Beinav, to be Machaviv's son, Deshitra Oschar Tov, Akodim Vedibur. He can feed Ribu Atorim, Ken Yatzaro Bizvichaso, because that commensurate to the amount of descriptive terms he refers to Gabi's son, so too will be the amount of Sar when he shechs him, the part of the men when he takes leave of him. Well, then Nami Ogilo, same thing in all these cases. They're both saying, so it's very interesting. So basically, Pshat Rashi is telling us that a person that Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give him more, to make it a little harder, make the land he's going from Ur Kazdim a little harder to depart from, to leave from, to make it harder for him by showing him where he's going from. And by doing that, he'll make it harder, and therefore it'll be harder to go away, and maybe he'll get more schar. Now, keep in mind, both said more schar doesn't just mean schar ba'om haba. What it means, more schar means more accomplishment, more results. That's what schar over here means. We know every time a person has an esayon, every mitzvah he's tries to perform, he overcomes the yetzer hara, besides he's growing, he's flexing those muscles, he's working a little harder. So if a person does an easy mitzvah, he accomplishes a certain amount, he grows a certain amount with his hasmada, brachas, kavana, ches, whatever it might be. And the harder it is, and the more harder mitzvah, so as he passes to that degree, he has greater schar, reward, olam haba, and reward in terms of accomplishment. He's accomplishing more because it's harder for him. He's working harder, he's putting more effort. And mail is like, it's like you run a little harder, you push stuff a little more, you flex those muscles a little more. So you grow more from it. So that's the schar that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hope to increase by Avraham Avinu. That's what Pasha Pshat over here is. But the Shana Rabbeinu says, think about a little kol chatzir, both, a little kol chatzir. What happened? Hashem's telling Avraham Avinu to leave Ur Kazim. You know, and Ur Kazim wasn't just stam a place. Ur Kazim was Artzacha, that's where you live. It's Moratacha, it's your birthplace, it's Beis Avicha. Think about it. Just imagine, let's say you came from a certain school, let's say, okay, and you couldn't stand the Rebbe, certain class, let's say, you couldn't stand the Rebbe or the teacher in that class. So you say, you know, I want you to leave that class, and remember, it's your class, you were there for 5 years already. Oh, Baruch Hashem, you know, it's Gavaldic. I'm so happy, you know, it's not hard, it's easy. Avraham Avinu didn't have such a great time with such wonderful memories in Ur Kasdan, right? That was a place where he was fighting with his father constantly, was full of Avodah Zarah, which Avraham Avinu was against his inner grain, against his mahus. He detested it. He fought with his father, broke his father's idols and everything. He got to fight with his father. His father was Moshim to Nimrod, to the king. Nimrod took him and threw him into the lion's den. You know, so you tell Avraham Avinu that I'm taking you out of your birthplace, you know, your father's house. Gaval, so what will that do? He might say, if anything, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Shepatrani, he might say. Okay, he didn't say that. But what kind of love will that increase? Now, the Rashi is telling you that Hashem hoped to increase the love, because when you tell a person, I'm taking from a birthplace, that's Bishlam in a birthplace, which is, you know, exciting. I was happy. I had a good life there. I lived there for 30 years of my life, or until I'm my chas, until 22, whatever, 24, 25, whatever the years are, right? So he feels, it's my birthplace. But you tell a person, I'm taking away from a place where he had so much fighting and tsarit and all that. Okay. More than that are both say. It's not like Hashem told him any chidushim, right? When Avram hears that goes, if you would have just said, like the psalm says, just go to that place. He knew where he was going from. He knew where he was born. He knew where he lived. He knew where his father's base of Avicha was, right? So you tell me, go, you know, come from where you are and come over there. So that means, I know I'm leaving. You tell me to leave my birthplace, the house where my father lives. So it's not like he's adding chedushim. He knew where he's coming from. Nevertheless, Zetman the Funabol say, it seems, chiddush number one is that no matter how hard it is, there's a certain natural connection, I guess you can say. Now, connection to a person's where he lives, it might be torturous, he can't make the mortgage payments, he has leaks in the roof, he has hardships, his father lives there, and his father torments him, beats him up and everything. There's a natural affinity, a very strong natural connection to a place where a person was born, where a person lives, where his father's house, all those three things. So, and even if you know about it, right, you just remind, every time you say it over, right, you tell them, you're leaving your father's house. Yeah, I know that. That's where I'm living. I was there all the time. I've been there. I've done that. I'm there for the last, how old is it, 75 years old, I think it was, right? For 75 years, he's been in that place. So, of course, he knows, but it makes increases the love, because there's a natural connectivity a person has, a natural love, because for it, he grew up there. Maybe it's Hakar Tov, maybe it's a connection. I can't tell exactly what it is, but there's something there special. I remember when, just a personal note, I remember I was Margish myself when my parents lived in Regal Park, Forest Hills, near the Yeshiva. When the Yeshiva moved in 2000, and I think one or two, whatever it was, we moved to Garden Hills. So I said to myself, and I asked my mother, you know, we live in the house 45 years, we live in the house on Alderton Street, wherever it was, near the Yeshiva. I said, don't you feel anything? I feel a little like, I felt a little like, okay, Baruch Shem wasn't a bad place. I wasn't being tortured. I had no fights with the idols and my father Nimrod didn't happen. But I've been out of there. I was out of there, I think, for 20 years already. I was married 20 years already. But I still felt that connection to that place. When I go back to New York, I once in a while go visit. I want to see the house. Like the house. It's the bricks and mortar. It's no big deal. But there is a connection. There's something. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu mentions Tavram, something which he knows, but he explicitly mentions each descriptive power, and he says it's where you live, it's your birthplace, where you're born, and your father's house. he feels something special. It makes it a little bit harder. Okay. So let's say he does Rabosai. So who cares? So Hashem goes ahead, right? What's Rashi's kasha? Why did Hashem be so descriptive? And the stomach pshat of his kasha was that, you know, Avraham Avinu, you know, like, wants to hear it. He wants to hear, like, what do you want me to do? You know, don't waste my time. I know where I'm coming from. Just, you know, cut out all the gibberish, cut out all the descriptive terms, and tell me what you want me to do. Right? Avraham is eagerly waiting for Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's Tzivui. He wants to hear HaKadosh Baruch Hu's commands, mitzvahs, you know, so tell me already. Hashem says, no, I'm going to make him wait another couple seconds. You know why? Because by telling him these couple Torah, these descriptive terms, I'm going to increase his love. How much Rabosai? A dakus, right? The Zetmer from the first Shmuz was not the, oh, we see, he's a triple and double his love. No, no. Some dakus, the connection, will be increased. I can't even measure it, but there's something. Well, granted, there's something there. Even though he's tormented there with the hard life, he's thrown to lions then, he has no good memories, but there's something there which makes a connection. It breeds a connection. He feels a little bit more love. Okay. HaKadosh Baruch Hu felt that it was kedai to give him a longer tzivui, more descriptions. When Avraham Avinu was waiting to hear what's going on, Hashem wants to make sure that he gets a little bit of a hardness sign. You know why? He wants to give him more schara, more growth, more shleimus. It's only because Rabbeinu goes, if we understand what our job is, what our mission is, macho vaso balamo, what is my purpose in life? It's not just that I want to make things hard, you know, but that there's so much chashivas in having an esayon, going through and passing the esayon, in improving yourself. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu can find a way, even if it means delaying things and pushing him off and using more words, almost like wasting words, but no, Hashem wants to do it because Hashem says, I have an opportunity, he has a chance. I'm looking for ways by which I can go ahead and increase Avraham Avinu's challenge, his esayon, the schar, the growth he'll get, because that's what we're here for, that's all that counts. Nothing else makes for a difference except how much are we growing. And you tell him what he knows already, you tell him what he doesn't like so much to hear, it makes all the difference in the world. Hashem says, I'm going to spend extra words in the Torah. You know, every letter makes a difference. We have drushes and pili pilim shalocha, you know, everything we learn from every letter. I'm going to put more letters, put more words, hold them back a little just because that's the tachas. I want to give Avraham Avinu a greater opportunity for schar. Saying this, Rabbo, saying in the next things, right? The next, just to go through the next case also. A couple of different kochets here, right? By Yischar. Es binchas chida, right? So he wants him chav his son. Both say, tell me, again, did Avraham Avinu have a problem with his son? Were they getting into fights all the time? I mean, he was the Ben Yochid. Without Hashem telling him who he was the Ben Yochid. How much love was there when Yitzchak was born to Avraham Avinu? How much love was there? Tremendous love. He waited so many years for this Ben, diving from so many years. The love is tremendous. It's Engoshar. You can't imagine what a tzaddik, the love that a tzaddik had for his only son, his tzaddik son, as opposed to Yishmael, who he had so much love, diving for him, and knew he was, he knew he was Bincha, he knew he was Yechidcha, he knew he was Asher Hafta, he knew all that. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him the things he knows about his son, that'll take the love he has, which is up here, and it'll increase it some dakadakas, I guess, some tiny amount. It'll increase it. He'll have more love. It's hard to be masik. Because he already had the love for his son because of all these things. He was his bincha. He was yichidcha. He was ahevcha. It's not like I'm going to point out something about your son which you don't know, and they always love him more. He knew he was his yichidcha. He knew he was the one he loved. What are you telling him? But you know, that's the son you love. That's your only son. Yeah, I know, so what do you want me to do? Yeah, but you love him more now, right? You know, you want to increase someone's love for someone, you express to him what the relationship you have is. He might know it, and he loves him because of that. There's an extra degree of love, and because of that, step number two, Hashem says, I want to give him an extra degree of hardship. Because of that extra dakus of love, which I have for him, I'm going to tell him in more descriptive terms to make it a little bit harder, because that's his purpose in life. That's his thing. That's our tachas, Rabosai. So it's interesting, it's a different perspective, Rabosai. You know, in the Welt out there, I think, the Welt, you know, you ask people, what's the point? What are we out to? What are we doing for? I heard something about, they had some in the Vad last night, Rabbi Schmidman spoke about what you're here for. I think it was about what you're here in the yeshiva for, I think. That's what I was told, so probably related. But Rabosai, what are we here in the world for? What's our tachas? So if you go in the Welt, you ask them, Mistama, what they'll say, at least the generation nowadays, the millennials, I think, they'll probably say, we want to have more fun, right? That's what they say, right? Dovi, is that what they say, Dovi, right? Let's have more fun, right? Let's have more fun. Let's have a good time. Some might say, I want to become rich. Some I want to become that, but You want to have a good time. Have a good time. So what happens if a guy wants to have a good time and he comes head on to a problem? You know, it's not going so good. You know, I can't stand my teacher. My parents are yelling at me. They take away the car, whatever. You know, he's depressed. He's upset. It's terrible. It's hard. You know, he got sick. He was about to go on some kind of fantastic trip, and he gets sick and he can't go. Oh, he's terrible. He can't go, or it's harder to go. You know, his car breaks down, and he has a hard time going. You know, it takes him more time to get there, or costs him more money. It's harder, and he has to motivate himself more. Whatever, he has to go over hardships. You know, he's down the dumps. He has to go see a psychologist, right? Because like he's all upset because everything, all my plans are ruined. It's much harder. Well, so we have a different perspective after this Rashi, I think, right? When something is a challenge, something happens to make it hard for you. Person gets sick, Rachman al-Khan, whatever might happen, we don't ask for nisyonos, but we get them, we say to ourselves, you know, things are a little bit harder. You know what that means? That means I can accomplish more. That means I'll get more skhana. That means, now, like I say, you have to make sure you can do it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give you the test unless you could do it. But when something like that happens, Rabosai, it's not pshat, I'm all depressed, it's so hard, you know? I can't! You remind yourself, I'm doing this, Hashem gave me this, Hashem threw this challenge to me because I am trying, Hashem wants me to grow, to face the nisayon, to face the challenge, and reign supreme, be victorious. As opposed to the rest of the world, but you know, oy, it's depressing, it's so, there's no fun anymore, it's harder, it's no, hardship is not a problem, we're not afraid of hardships or both sides. It is harder, I'm not saying it becomes easier, but what makes it easier is if you recognize the Torah perspective of what our chashivas of every dakas of opportunity for perfection, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu made sure that if I can find a way to give Avraham Avinu greater nisayon, I'm giving it to him. Why? Because that's good for him. The best thing is for Avraham Avinu to make it harder for him. Should he ask for it? No. But if he gets it, I'm so Avraham Avinu didn't get more depressed about this. You know, it's so hard. He just reminded me it's my father's birthplace. You know, it was harder for him. It was harder for him. And when Hashem reminded him that it was his bincha yichitcha asher hafta, it made it a little bit harder. But it was gavaldik, great opportunity. You know, whatever it is, Rabosa, whether it's getting up in the morning for davening, whether it's hasmada, you work on a hasmada, you're trying to learn, you're trying, and my charusa wants to battle, and I have to fight with him about it, you know. What do I need this for? Okay, you want to switch charusas after the end of Zman? Fine, whatever, we'll talk about it. But right now, Hashem put you in this matzah, that's your challenge, that's harder for you, but it's greater for you, because when you talk to your charusa, you tell him in a nice way, obviously, without getting into a fight, that, come on, we should learn now, let's battle for the 3 minutes in the coffee room later on. 10 minutes, what, 5 minutes? I don't know how long it is. Officially, the coffee break. But we'll talk later. So you talk to him, and it's a chance to grow our both sides. Whatever is every single step. The daven, it's hard to concentrate, it's hard to focus. And they have these long davenings in the yeshiva. What am I going crazy over here with these long davenings? Yeah. It's a chance to grow and to daven a little bit longer and to overcome that Yitzhar, which says, get out of here, let's go. I can never figure out. Every Mosley Shabbos in most shuls, there's always people who run out. No matter whether the Shabbos is over at 5:30, it's over 8:30, they can't wait. You know, some shuls have mitocha. You know, it's a long thing. It's a little hard. It's boring. It's not the greatest thing, you know. But people, they run out right after Kaddish in the first Kaddish. What are you running to? It'll take another 7 minutes. You'll say mitocha or don't say it. You say Oleinu. Chapra nocha Kaddish, you know. Won't be bizayon for the shul. It's opportunity, right? It's hard, but that's a chance to grow. It's a chance to become close to Hashem. And if I stay there with simcha and without being upset because I want to do Ratzon Hashem and keep the Shabbos another 2-3 minutes, not be vazir the rabbi, vazir the shul, and miss the Kaddish, I grew from it. Rabbi, it's such a key. That's why I say. So you might have heard the shmuz before. I hope I added on to your tzir and koach tzir. But it's so crucial to inherit and to think about it every day. What am I here for? If I'm here for this, so when a hardship happens, look at it as a challenge, as not an obstacle, but a great thing that happened to me, which Hashem made happen to me. Hashem knew what he's doing. Not just we believe it's my mazel, my bad luck. There's no such thing as bad luck. Don't say mazel, but there's no such thing as bad luck. There's no bad luck. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this to happen. It's the best thing for you if it happened to you. You know why? Because you're going to grow from this. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu went out of his way to with the ribui ha-toarim, the extra amounts of descriptions of who, what his land was, who his son was, to give him what's hard, to make it a little harder. Because a little harder is so chashuv. It's not just, you know, if it's 10 times harder. It can be a little harder. It's important for Hashem to give it to Avram, because that's our tachas.